The author Otessa Moshfegh has a reputation for writing about the disgusting and depraved. Over the pandemic, her novel My Year of Rest and Relaxation, about a woman who tries to drug herself into sleeping through an entire year, became a hit. And she has continued to rise from there with two Hollywood adaptations of her books on the way. She spoke with NPR's Andrew Limbong about her latest book, Lapvona, which is her most disgusting yet. Just a heads up, we will be making some mention of sex. Here's Andrew.
The nugget of the idea that would become Lapvona had been gnawing at Otessa Moshfegh for a bit, almost quite literally haunting her.
It's funny because I've never killed anyone, ever. And I never want to, ever, ever. It's a nightmare. But for a really long time, I felt like I had killed someone. And I would have, like, nightmares about the guilt of having killed someone.
Lapvona is the name of the fictional medieval European village the book is set in. And it starts with a boy named Marek, who kills another boy, the prince of Lapvona, in fact. Some way, somehow, Marek ends up taking this prince's position in the royal family. And it was that question, how do you live as the replacement for someone who died, that Moshfegh kept thinking about. A lot of that had to do with her brother, who died of an overdose in 2017.
I felt so connected to him that when he left, a part of me sort of snapped back into place. It's a hard thing to describe. It's like as though I had been sharing a bubble and then half of it like disappeared, and so the bubble snapped closer around me.
The book is heavy on themes of guilt, religion, oppression. And it's also obsessed with what the body and all of the various juices that it excretes tastes like and feels like and smells like. And remember, we're talking about medieval peasants here, so the answer generally is not great. There's one character, Ina, who served as the wet nurse for the entire village. Nursing is a big part of the book, by the way. And there's a fairly graphic passage early on in the book where young Marek, whose own mother died, visits Ina after being beaten by his father. He cuddles up next to her, and Ina lets him find comfort in some old habits.
He felt at home. He knew every inch of Ina's body by heart. Her face like a desiccated apple, her large drooping ears, her pale and tender scalp, the billow of white hair fixed stiffly on top. He knew her breasts, of course, and her arms and her wrinkled belly.
And it goes on to describe an almost sexual charge between them. There's grossness to it, but also some true tenderness and care.
I'm curious how you, like, balance the beauty of it with the... I wish there was a better term for, like, ickiness or disgustingness. Or there's, like, a mixture of all these emotions going on. I'm wondering how you, like, walk that line.
Well, I guess I'm just pointing out the line, you know? Between what is sensual and what is sexual. And it can mean different things for different people at different ages and in different situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my niece can hold my hand and it feels so sweet and loving, you know? And a stranger could hold my hand and it could feel like, ew, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like, ew, don't touch me.
Admittedly, it was kind of a stupid question, because the thing with Moshfegh is that it's not about balance at all. That's what draws her fans in. A few weeks ago, I went to one of her book tour events at a small bookstore in Brooklyn. The crowd was mostly younger women, like Rachel Fucci. She's 26, works at a nonprofit for struggling readers, and is a big Moshfegh fan. Mosh fan, if you will.
She writes about really unreliable and despicable people in a way that's really compelling. And the idea of the unhinged woman is really having a moment right now in fiction, and I feel like it's in large part due to her catalog of work.
Like a lot of people, Fucci read Moshfegh's breakout hit, My Year of Rest and Relaxation, at the beginning of the pandemic. That book's unnamed narrator is aloof and selfish and tries to self-medicate herself into a daze for an entire year. The book got big, particularly for people on the literary side of TikTok, drawn to a sort of pandemic-fueled nihilism.
I think that we, in our darkest moments, all of us have kind of felt a little bit like that main character, just in terms of being super self-indulgent and hopeless, especially during the pandemic. And I think that Otessa, I think, is good about taking the worst parts of us and imagining, like, what if this was an entire person? You're all
like thunder. Take a cursory scroll through Otessa Moshfegh tags on TikTok, and you'll find a certain genre of person using Moshfegh as a way of signifying an ironic detachment that's maybe not that ironic and not all that detached, usually soundtracked by like Lana Del Rey or Mitski or something. Eleanor Stern makes TikToks about books and literary criticism.
There's a feeling that it's a rebellion of sorts, or that it's something like men don't understand. I think it's at once thought of as subverting norms of femininity and a type of in-group feminine bonding experience. You're all like
thunder, all your dreams. She says readers have always glommed onto writers in order to declare themselves as part of some subculture. But the TikTok literary ecosystem makes it so that for the detached cool girl that's not like those other girls, there's no need to be so coy about it anymore.
I think the TikTok literary branding is a really explicit version of that, where like you can come right out and say that you're reading something because you want to be thought of as like the type of person who reads this book.
Moshfegh is grateful for her fans, but is the type of person who can't look at social media or else she'll start obsessing. And she feels a bit ambivalent about being a signifier of something.
Well, you know, what feels different is feeling really vulnerable, knowing that people are talking about you because people say that they are, like you said. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't feel good.
Moshfegh wrote a recent profile in GQ of the famous actor Brad Pitt. They hang out at his house. He offers her some nicotine mints. They talk about art and poetry. And there's this exchange in the piece where Moshfegh writes, "My heart just might be broken," I tell him. "So when I feel things, when my heart is activated, it hurts." And in a response that neatly encapsulates Moshfegh's artistic ethos, why she's become so successful, why a certain type of person has latched onto her, Brad Pitt simply says, "I think all our hearts are broken." Andrew Limbaugh, NPR News.